So, for example, competing for a Big Ten championship or being in the Final 12 or being in that playoff, so to speak, that eventually the Badgers' goal is, hey, we want to be there.
Yeah.
Sometimes what you can do is not – salvage is such a bad word. Every week it's really tough and you want to have program marks. You can say, well, we got a trophy game coming up, and we have bragging rights on Iowa. Well, they didn't do that. We have bragging rights on Nebraska. They didn't do that. The bragging rights on Minnesota kept the axe. They did that for 14 years in a row at one point. Didn't do that. All the trophy cases are bare. So it is really one of those seasons that you scratch your head and go, man, you know, we have a lot of work to do to get back to something that we need to be in this program.
Yeah, it's Lance, is a very sobering feeling, and I think that's where a lot of Badger fans are, and we'll continue, and we'll take a lot of the reaction here tonight to not only just the game that we just watched, and many people that were at Camp Randall, 70-plus thousand that were here today braving the elements, were a part of the sixth coldest game here and the coldest in over 50 years.
I knew it was cold. I didn't realize it was that cold.
Pretty
I guess
remarkable.
I'm getting pretty pampered
well,
up in that press box.
I was going to say, listen, when you were up at the press box and you didn't come down for those final 5 minutes, you know, Lance, it makes it feel a little bit warmer. They close the windows when Lance Allen walks in here.
I'm sitting up there just hanging out, all that stuff.
Already we get on and the windows start closing here in the Matt LePay broadcast booth.
It's brother, I'm soft. S-A-W-F-T soft. That's the way I am.
Oh, man. But you're great, and that's why we love you. And the Badgers, far from great here today, we'll discuss the results throughout. But before we continue, let's take 10 seconds and allow our local stations to identify themselves across the Badger Sports Network. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here at Barry Alvarez Field, Camp Randall Stadium, Badgers fall 24-7 in the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe to the Minnesota Golden Gophers, who finished their regular season 7-5. Badgers finished theirs 5-7. And watching some of those seniors who, you know, battled to be able to be on the field here today, I think of Hunter Waller, Lance. I was down on the field for the final couple of moments, the closing moments here today, and really emotional. Hunter Waller was one of the final Badgers to step off. One of the most, I think Matt said, respected Badgers in a long time. An in-state kid, had a career that on the field from his play is remarkable. However, the wins and losses won't be there, and it'll not be looked upon fondly necessarily from the fan base, but that young man put a lot into the W, and it meant a lot for him to be able to be on the field here today after missing last week. Good to be able to see him in action.
Missed last week. You knew full well that barring something unforeseen, there was almost no way he was going to miss this game and miss this, because you know full well he's got a future on Sundays, as they say, even though they play on Thursdays and Fridays and every
day in between, and all that stuff.
Amen. And Monday nights and whatever. But you know full well that he's going on to the next level. And that's the disappointing part in this, Billy, is I know it's a new era. You know, we won't delve fully into it on this postgame show. I'm sure we'll get somewhat into it. Everybody will speculate now for months, and it fuels a whole new cottage industry of, you know, be the coach, be the athletic director, be the whatever.
Be the GM almost
with nil programs and with who's coming in the portal and what do you do and how do you recruit, whatever. It's a whole cottage industry. But I know it's almost a bygone era, but for guys like Hunter Waller, for guys who either walked on, not that Hunter Waller did, he was on scholarship, but the walk-ons, Hunter Waller, that's what this program was built upon with Barry Alvarez. And somehow they need to tap into some of that, where it really means something for these guys to play for either their home state team or for this program. And that's something that's going to have to be worked upon, obviously, in the offseason, is I think to gain that identity and to really see what it is, to kind of blend the old with the new, so to speak.
Well, and finding an identity is maybe the easiest way of putting it, Lance. It sounds like a very simple deal, but right now this is a football team that lacks an identity. And that team on the other side, whether or not it's the formations you run on offense or the style of defense you play, their identity was playing a full 60 minutes and taking care of the football, being sound tacklers, and winning the margins. And those were what Minnesota was able to dominate here today. Sadly, the Badgers were unable to dominate any bit of the line of scrimmage. Ran the ball 24 times as a team. for 36 yards. That's a 1.5 yards per carry average. We got a lot more as we continue here. 24-7, the Golden Gophers take back the Axe, and the Wisconsin Badgers finish the regular season here tonight at Camp Randall Stadium. Not positive if it will be the last time we watch the Badger football team here in 2024. A lot of that continues throughout. But we continue here from Camp Randall Stadium. He's Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. Our postgame show is presented by the local Wisconsin UP4 dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub?
Ouch!
Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the Boulder Shamrock supplied.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket, down he goes, inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Minnesota beats the Wisconsin Badgers. Bad news to report here from Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen as our postgame show here continues across the Badger Sports Network. Lance, there's a myriad of numbers and championships.
I like that. Myriad.
And celebration statistics on the far sideline. They will not be adding to it here and haven't in quite some time. There's many people that will make grand statements about the university, about the program, about the athletic department at this exact moment. We'll leave all of those statements to the hot take artists. But at this exact moment, it's not it's fair to say that feels like a real inflection point for the Badger football program. We already knew that they were going to make a move here in the offseason with the offensive coordinator, maybe a little bit of an earlier start here, and there is definitely a ways to go in terms of not only just, you know, being able to coach up the talent that you have, but also in this new world of college sports, there's some talent acquisition here that could continue.
The other thing is, okay, a lot is going to be lobbied at Luke Fickle and the coaching staff and all the way on down, whatever. But to your point, Billy, and we're just, you know, talking right now off the top of our head and kind of trying to process this, and it's almost like Thanksgiving leftovers. You're trying to, you know, see what's still valid, what's still good, what's palatable, whatever you want to say. You look out there, and to your point, when you look at Big Ten champions, the last time was 2012. It's been a 12-year drought. Last Rose Bowl, 2020. And for a program that wants to, at the top of the goal list, would be compete for a national championship, something that some Badger fans were like, well, that's fine and great that every year you compete for, you know, to go to the Rose Bowl. And those 3 years of going to the Rose Bowl, people were like, aren't you sick of the Rose Bowl? No, I'm not sick of the Rose Bowl. No. Nobody should be sick of the Rose Bowl.
I love going to the Rose Bowl.
It was awesome. It's one of the best venues anywhere. But the thing is, Billy, and you know it, is be careful what you wish for. They're not close to, obviously, that playoff level, at least at this point. And then, B, even those goals, and those should be lofty goals, whether it's a Big Ten, competing for a Big Ten championship or a Rose Bowl or anything like that, do seem like there's a little bit of a gap there now. And so the gap needs to somewhat be closed in the offseason. How much they can close it, that's going to be recruiting like crazy. That's going to be transfer portal, working that like crazy. That's going to be a whole lot, all that stuff. And I know people don't necessarily want to hear all of that, but now it's going to turn to that.
It's a part of it, and we see it in the ever-changing landscape of college football that teams can really overhaul their team and their roster in the blink of an eye. However, with the volume of players that are entering the transfer portal, Lance, now more than ever, the understanding as to who you're bringing into your program, how they're going to fit, how they're going to develop, how they're going to potentially get better, who is potentially not going to get better with them being here, and the lack of development and time that they're going to be on the field. Like, all of those equations come into it, and it makes for an extremely difficult balancing act. However, it feels like right now the expectation is you need to get better quicker than ever before. And right now for the Wisconsin Badgers, it's a difficult time to be in that mode, albeit it's clear you do need to get better.
First of all, look at that schedule next year, and we've got a long way to go. It's almost like looking at the NFL schedule, and every year, you know, everybody plays they're going to win this game, lose this game.
Or they're going to be brutal.
Yeah, they're going to be 10-7 or whatever. So many things change even week to week, but you look at that schedule, and it's daunting. You go to Alabama, you go to Oregon, you've got Michigan, Ohio State, Illinois, Indiana. I'm going to leave somebody off the list. Okay, first of all, you need to get better just to be competitive next year. The other aspect of it, Billy, and you mentioned it, is there's going to be some long looks in the mirror. There's going to be some cold, hard truths. There are going to be a lot of changes in this program.
Yeah.
Because in order to get
That's
to where
sure.
you want to
yep.
go, there are some that are going to have to go. There are some that are going to hit the transfer portal, go somewhere else, whatever you want to say. There were 30 recruits here for the Oregon game for a reason. And once again, we can talk about dollars and cents and whatever, that to some degree, you can't go out and get the mega free agents like what's happening in college football.
Yeah.
But you need to be almost like what the Brewers do. And I know it's a little bit apples and oranges, but how the Brewers have to be, make sure when they give somebody money that it's not the right one. And it's not going to cost them a ton to give them that money, whatever. It's a good value pick, so to speak, and it's going to have to be the same for the Badgers.
And, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses here. I think it's just a rational statement. Look at Max Brosmer here for the Golden Gophers. Transfer comes in from New Hampshire, plays all year long, takes care of the football, has a run of over 200 pass attempts, Lance, where he doesn't throw an interception. Like, it's hitting on the ones that
they don't
bring
turn
in.
The ball over. That's what you get. You have to
And that's the identity. You got to find that identity here of what this program is going to be about.
We were talking about it, how Minnesota Minnesota has that penchant that they've had a Rashad Bateman, or they've had an Eric Decker, or they've had like certain like a running back or a receiver or somebody who's a difference maker, but they haven't been able to put the entire offense around it, like have a really good core of quarterback, receiver, tight end, running back to make it. But what does PJ Fleck do? Every year, they usually finish above 500. They don't beat themselves. You have to go out and beat them, and it's very tough to beat them. Ask Penn State. Mm-hmm. Ask a lot of different teams that they may lose, but they make it very difficult for you to win. And that's what the Badgers first have to get back to be a tough out, and then eventually get to that signature win that they didn't get this year, and to become even more competitive in the very deep Big Ten.
Yeah, he also makes it very easy to not like him.
Oh, absolutely.
Very,
jumping up and down.
Very easy to not like
his chest,
him on that sideline.
Running out ahead
gracious.
Of the team. I could go on and on.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think there are a lot of Badger fans here at Camp Randall that felt that way. But, hey, to the spoils go the victors. And today, that's on the other sideline. Sadly, the Golden Gophers, now 3 out of the last 4 years, will control Paul Bunyan's axe. The local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Stop the pain. Ready, set, tailgate. Upgrade your tailgate this fall with cookout faves from Prairie Fresh Pork, like ribs, chops, and tenderloins. Juicy, tender, and delicious every time. Want to ensure a touchdown? Add bacon from Daly's Premium Meats. Daly's makes the bacon that bacon lovers dream about. Look for Prairie Fresh Pork and Daly's Premium Bacon at your local Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly, chop the pig.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. To keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating, natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Welcome back to the camp. Barry Alvarez Field was warmed today. The new heating coils were needed as Camp Randall Stadium was chilled More than it's been in almost 50 years today for a resounding victory for the enemy, 24-7 the final, as the Golden Gophers take Paul Bunyan's axe back to the Twin Cities. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. It's time to select our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And Lance, I think there's a couple of moments here, but most importantly, it would be after the Badgers get a touchdown, they're able to finally get on the board after it's 21-0. Drive down, best drive of the day, 11 plays, 65 yards, almost 5 minutes off the clock. Vinny Anthony scores from 15 yards away. Then Minnesota seemingly says, all right, sweet.
Yeah,
bet.
Cool.
We'll drive down the field, set up a 49-yard field goal from the Oak Creek native, misses it badly off to the left side. And at that exact moment, it sparks a drive, which then gets moves through down to the Minnesota 10-yard line, and it's first and goal, or it's not first and goal, but it's first down inside the Minnesota 13. You could get a first down at the 3-yard line without end up scoring a touchdown, and then ultimately the Badgers get turned away. There's a holding call there, but at that moment, this place was live. You had a drive where some momentum is going your way. You get jump around. You're all the way down into the 10-yard line.
Yep.
And unable to capitalize.
Yeah, and it's just been death by paper cuts. It's been one of those situations this year, Billy, and you and I have been here for every step of the way, so we can talk about it, where you get a penalty, and the penalty was obvious, and you miss a field goal, and just certain things that you need to do in order to get back in the game, and you're not doing it. And sometimes those are the things that are overlooked when it's going well. You know as well as I do that when it's 21-7, and some people are like, oh, what was the field goal? 21-10, at least you get that momentum. A touchdown would have been even better to make it 21-14.
Yes.
But still, when you miss a field goal, you can just feel the wind go out of the sails of everybody. And just other things, whether it's like, you know, pre-snap penalties or certain mistakes are just almost inexcusable, if not inexcusable, because it just everything deflates out of the team. It really, really does.
And no doubt about it. And it was a deflating moment. It felt like for the Golden Gophers, they missed the field goal. Badgers take advantage. They have an opportunity to make it a one-score game. And then, you know, you try to kick the field goal, try to salvage something after the holding penalty. That goes errantly.
Right.
And as you mentioned, all the energy that you had been building up quickly was out of your sails. That's our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And in the midst of this, Lance, this is the Badger football postgame show, so we focus on the team with the W's on the helmet. In this game, you have to give credit to the opposition, though, as well. And I know some people don't necessarily love to hear it. They deserved to win the football game here today because they played physical. They dominated the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
And in that exact exercise right there, responded at the most pivotal times of the game.
Didn't it also seem this year, and obviously I don't think either side of the ball was stellar, but isn't it also the tale every week where one week it's the offense that does fairly well and the defense, like against Nebraska.
Yeah,
and then this week it was, okay, I even wrote it down, kind of like what you do. You just kind of write notes as you're going down, you know, along the game, whatever. First series for Minnesota, 3 plays, 6 yards. Next one, 3 plays, 9 yards. So you get 2 3-and-outs, and the Badgers don't maintain the ball. Like, literally, they have the ball for, what, like 2 minutes? And I think time of possession in this game was like 33-plus for Minnesota and 24 and change for the Badgers. You know what I mean? It was, and at home, especially, that shouldn't happen. The yardage is like, you know, essentially,
the yardage goes 374 to 166. The Badgers had 48 yards of total offense in the first half.
So 200 more yards of offense
and
for the Minnesota.
And three first downs.
And three first downs. So, you know, basically, yes, the defense did a good job to a degree. But then all of a sudden, Minnesota does get some momentum, and they gouge them with a couple of explosive plays, and all of a sudden, before you know it, it's 14-0, and it just, everything kind of cavalcades from there.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and not being able to halt the momentum and being able to get it back on the side, the issue for Luke Fickell's football team here in 2024, and head into potentially the offseason looking for a lot of answers, and maybe we'll get the answer to if it's already onto the offseason, or there's one potential game to play coming up in a couple of days from right now. But today, it is is a disappointing result, a bitter one to go. However, in front of a lot of recruits and commits that were already here today rocking their Badger red, a lot of room for improvement for the Badger football program, no doubt about it. 24-7, the final here today for the wrong side. Minnesota gets the victory here today, 24-7, the final. That's Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. More of the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
big savings?
Yep, which means...
it's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY Industry reported total sales.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Welcome back one final time for the 2024 regular season to Camp Randall Stadium, high above Barry Alvarez Field. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen as the Badgers fall today. 24-7, the final. At points, it necessarily didn't feel that close. And then all of a sudden, in later stages of the third quarter, into the fourth quarter, possibility to make it a one-score game. There's a lot that you can say about this, and I know we will say a lot in the local portion of the postgame show, Lance. But and I know that some people will laugh, and some people will say no one cares. Proud of the fight that the team did show here today, because there is a moment when you play 30 minutes of football,
yep,
you have three first downs,
yep,
and the scoreboard reads what it did, where there can be a real shutdown factor, and instead for the final 20, 25 minutes, this team put their foot down on the gas pedal and did what they could to try and bring it together. Was it enough? No. And I listened to Mark say it really well. Were you going to come back and win the football game? I don't know. However, I do know that there was an opportunity for this thing to get real ugly if the effort wasn't there, and that's something you can't say about this 2024 Badgers football team. Are the results what they wanted? Absolutely not. But it's definitely not for a lack of effort from those kids. They gave everything they could here today in the Badger.
And here's the deal, Billy. You know it as well as I do. Yeah, they're young men. You know, they're 18 to 23 years old, whatever. So they're not kids, but they're obviously early in their development in life. And, okay, can we say they need better talent next year? Yes. Can we say better depth? Absolutely. But the one thing is, and you mentioned it, like 14-0, you're like, oh, this could get – you didn't see anybody completely giving up, you know, mailing it in, whatever you want to say. Yes, people aren't going to want to hear that right now. To their credit, and you got to give them credit because they're young individuals, that did not happen. You know, is Minnesota a better team? Absolutely. It was shown on numerous occasions today. Can they get better? Absolutely. They need to get better for the future. But that's the one thing is, it's unfortunate that the seniors, and for some individuals that will not be a part of this program next year, that they went out in this way, or is conceivably going out this way if there isn't a bowl game and things like that. That's the unfortunate part, but at least they went down fighting.
Yeah, and there's a lot, again, there's a lot that people are going to say in the weeks and months leading up, and also then into the lead-up of next season, because this will be one of the more highly anticipated off-seasons I can think of, Lance, because there's clear change that is on the horizon with the offensive coordinator coming in, whoever that ends up being,
right,
whatever that change comes with, if that's, you know, philosophical, if it's just personnel-wise. And then also, there is an expectation, and a rightfully so expectation, that things will improve. And from that sense of urgency that I know everybody in this athletic department and in that football office are feeling, good things can come from pressure, and I'm excited to see how they handle it in this offseason. Very, very anticipated, but there's a possibility for a lot better days on the other
side.
So
here's the deal, and I kind of hinted at it, so now we're there. I'll quickly mention it. You know, basically, this offseason is now going to be a cottage industry. Like, you know full well, Billy, everybody likes to Monday morning quarterback things.
Oh,
Everyone with fantasy football or DraftKings or whatever likes to be a GM and say, hey, my team is better than your team, and man, I'm brilliant, and I know how to identify talent, whatever. Well, guess what? This offseason, you get to play that between the offensive coordinator, between, you know, who's coming and going in the portal, recruits, you know, the NIL. It is going to be a whole off season of that, and it is going to be a cottage industry for the next at least, what, 3, 4, 5, 6 months or whatever of people speculating but also getting excited. And that's one of the somewhat positives is, hey, you know, there will be some things to be excited about and to be curious about, and hopefully it gets better in 2025.
Got a message here that says, are you really not going to let fans vent? Well, Scott and Aaron, that is what the local postgame show
is for,
and it is on the other side here from Camp Randall as we will turn the network side loose and we'll open it up, and absolutely there will be plenty of reaction from the locker room as well. Mike Heller is standing by speaking with players and coaches after the game. You'll hear more comments from Luke Fickle as well, and yes, your calls and texts here coming up as we parse through not only the 24-7 final here today as the Badgers lose to the Golden Gophers, but the entirety of the 2024 season for the Wisconsin Badgers. One final time here from Camp Randall Stadium, I'm Bill Schmidt. Lance Allen is right there. Make sure you stay with us for the local postgame show. It continues in Madison, 1310 WIBA AM and 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. Thanks to our on-site engineer, Dave McCann, Aisha Jackson, as well in our Learfield headquarters.
It's been a fun year, Billy.
It really has, man.
It's been an awesome year. So, yeah, we're going to keep it going on the local, but as far as the network goes, Billy and I, we had a blast doing the show.
No doubt about it, man. It's always fun, and to be able to be in this environment, it is never lost how special this place is, no doubt about it. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. General Manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Lance Allen, Allen. This is Bill Schmidt, hoping that you'll join us throughout the men's basketball season, women's basketball season, hockey season as well. Badger sports never cease. And keep your eyes peeled to Badger Football Online and get any information if indeed there's one more game to be played. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favorite Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. During the 15th annual Thanksgiving feast in Racine, Dan and Ray said they might be passing the carving knife. About 4,000 people were served yesterday at Festival Hall. During the event, the founders of the Rendering Thanks Thanksgiving Feast, Dan Johnson and Ray Steibach, announced that they are likely passing the torch of their community tradition. Charges have been filed against the owner of a historic Burlington mansion that caught fire just months after he bought it. Authorities allege that Robert Staten set fires in all four fireplaces, despite knowing that they weren't working. Police say he was found outside the home, allegedly intoxicated, as the fire burned. Staten is currently being held on a $15,000 cash bond. He's scheduled to appear in court next week. Winter rules go into effect Sunday for seasonal parking restrictions. It's December 1st through April for winter parking changes in Racine and Kenosha. The alternate side of the street rule goes into effect where you gotta park on even number address sides of the street on even numbered days, and vice versa. Each community has a clear outline on their respective website. And Kenosha County is set to sparkle with holiday magic this weekend. There are two tree lighting ceremonies. Today, the city of Kenosha will light up Veterans Memorial Park with live performances and a special tree lighting event. The celebrations continue tomorrow with Kenosha County's second annual tree lighting at Petrifying Springs Park. That features live music, reindeer, and photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 15. Tomorrow sunshine 27 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
We must find our way. listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
brother. What's up?
This is a big party, man.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality.
easier. Ooh, child, things would get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things would get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Be brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday, yeah, we'll be
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Time I've waited.